Blog Talk Radio.
Oops, did I do something wrong here? Oh well. What else is new? I'm sober, that's why I screwing things up already. Oh God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, the almighty Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the MVP of the show, the one and only, the man who's old photocraft, and the man who tried to sneak in 40,000 Mexicans into his country because, you know, he likes to piss people off. He is...
Sean Black in the building once again. Good Lord. Before we get any further into the show, I have to bring this up since we're doing this week. This Wednesday marks our sixth anniversary of doing this show. The first show that we ever did of The Absolute Truth was March 24th, 2015. And this Wednesday marks our sixth anniversary. So it's been 6 years of having to listen to the Hot Rod bloviate about himself and all kinds of whatever. And I have to say, it's one of the best things that we've actually been able to do. I've known you over 20 years, which is dating ourselves as far as age goes. But we've done, I think, a pretty good job in laying out some of the stuff that we've done over the years. For anybody that's been on the show, that's done the show with us, from when we started to where we are now. So I have to bring that up.
Damn, you're such a sensitive bitch. God damn.
Well,
you know,
I mean, if you don't want to give any credit to the show, then I can just say, oh, well, never mind.
No, there's only two people who I give credit to the show. Myself,
yeah, yourself and yourself.
No, I give Lady T some credit to the show. Other than that, I don't give nobody else credit, you know. It's thanks to me and a little bit to Lady T. This is why the show is popping, okay? There you go. And the only reason I'm saying that, that Lady T's on the line, and I don't want no trouble. But besides that, I'm giving her some credit, too, okay? Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, Lady T.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I mean, you just extra on Black out of there. He comes with all the information, does the hard work for you. All you do is press the buttons. And you just X them out like
ouch,
that.
Ouch!
Oh boy!
Hold on. Let me pick my mouth.
I'll add on top of that Lady T, you've done, as far as I can, you've done a great job adding your opinion to the show and all of the perspective that you brought, and coming in off of Anitra B, who helped start the show with us, and you've just slid in and done a great job, so I have to applaud you for your help and what you've done as a true panelist with the show. So I congratulate
you
on that as well.
Thank you very much.
Damn, you want to say something nice now?
You should.
It's a start, you know. It's a start.
All right. To our listeners out there, thank you for listening to me. Okay, and the number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Lady T, I know you were busy last week, so I did not bother you, because I know you was at the Grammy teaching Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion how to dance on the poles the other night. Good job,
that,
my lord. Other than that, before we get to our crazy topics, Lady T, of course, the social media, of course, those Jackson, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion performance. And they also did a comparison how can people watch this on entertainment, on family entertainment show, as a Grammys. But is it okay for people to watch that, but we have a problem with Pepe Le Pew? Is there any comparison of the cancel culture of Pepe Le Pew and a performance of stripper pole dance of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, it's so different. That's two different things we're talking about as far as that. But what I do notice with all of that that's going on, certain things back in the day, record labels wouldn't even let get past marketing and stuff like that and advertising. It's a little bit too much. This generation has pretty much, if you ask me, they're learning too much too fast. And I could speak to that with certain states with the school system right now. Nothing against LGBTQ community, but things are moving too fast with the whole teaching of transgenders. And now on your birth certificate, you can say that you're of no sex, male or female, whatever they call it. It's getting out of control, and it's a lot of people that don't think for themselves and are following trends. To me, and as far as that with the Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B stuff, even when you look at the videos, I'm like, how did this get past certain things in marketing for and advertising for the record labels and stuff like that? So you also have to hold those people at the higher uppers accountability. Same thing can go for schools. Why do we need transgender people coming in to teach our kids at a certain age where their minds are very vulnerable and taking that in to believe that's the narrative and that's the way it should be? Why are we pressing that on them at that age? I don't understand it. It bothers me.
It bothers you, but to your point.
Too much too fast.
But to your point, Cardi B and the rest of the performers, they get paid, you know, to do something like that. It was approved by the Grammys and CBS to perform.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Why was it approved by them? You get my point? Higher up needs to be questioned about this.
And to about a lot of parents got upset, you know, kids should not be watching that, blah, blah, blah. But we all said two things. Number one, why are your kids up that time of the night? But at the same time, your kids probably not going to school anyway, so 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock is not.
Hold on, Hot Rod. Sorry to cut you off because I just had a flashback. I'm sorry. I have to cut you off right here.
Go ahead.
Back in our days, our parents turned off the TV. I remember my dad touching the back of the TV to see if we even turned it on after he turned it off. We couldn't watch Married with Children. No, I'm so serious. We couldn't watch Married with Children and stuff like that because of the certain messages in there. Even The Simpsons, it took a while for my parents to be like, okay, watch The Simpsons. Like, come on.
You know what?
Why aren't parents regulating that?
No, to your point, Sean would text me a little bit off the topic, or do you saw so-and-so on wrestling? I'm like, no. Why? I turn off the TV because my kids are eating dinner. You know, basically, I'm controlling what my kids watch at certain times. You know, basically, I'm being a parent. But, you know, once my kids watch television, they're not going to eat dinner. You know, where the eyes are glued. You know, kids are always glued to the tablet or the TV. And like you said, lazy, they watch everything so soon, so fast. So parents are not really can't control, but they quickly put the blame on somebody else. So if you're upset of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's performance on the Grammys, why no more you know your kids watch this overall? But they will tell you, lazy, the kids are going to see it anyway. Because, you know, back then, you know, we got to sneak it out. Sneak watching TV at a certain time. Now you can watch it on YouTube or any other platform now. So it's out there. So what's the difference?
Well, you still have the parents that even have their YouTube on the phones regulated for the kids. So I don't know. It's up to the parents at this point with certain things. So.
And I think that's the difference from back then as opposed to now. I think what we're in with the society that we're in now, we seem to have everybody literally connected at the hip with a television, a cell phone, a tablet, a computer, a laptop, something along those lines where they have to have constant stimuli, I should say, from whether it's YouTube or Twitter or whatever social media or whatever videos, movies, whatever is going on. And to be able to sit down and have a conversation, you know, we used to have where kids come home, mom is home, hey, how was your day? Well, we did this at school. Or what did you do in class? We did this. How are your friends? We talked about this. We did those. We went and practiced. You had conversations. From what I've seen a lot of people talk about either on television or through forums where they discuss these kinds of things, it's like, well, everybody's home. Did you do your homework? You know, where people are now at home on their phones. Everybody is so connected to everything else, there's no real situation where it seems like there's a family bonded connection, like Lady T talked about. At a certain time, televisions are off. I had a friend of mine years ago whose mother passed away. What she used to do as a parent was once 8 o'clock hit, she would turn off the phone and the TVs. It was family time. Everybody's talking about what their day was. Everybody ate. Everybody did certain things. And if they had some time, they play a board game or they talk or whatever was the case. You don't have that kind of stuff much anymore. It's a rarity when you hear those kinds of things happen within the current nuclear family, if there really is a nuclear family anymore, because somebody's upstairs watching TV. Somebody's downstairs watching a movie. Or somebody's in the bathroom watching a movie that they downloaded and streamed. So that doesn't help.
Yeah, but Sean Black, to your point, let's say you, Lacey, and I all got together. Okay, what should we watch tonight? Lacey want to watch this. You want to watch that. I want to watch this. Everybody has different tastes now, you know. It's like asking your kids, what do you want for dinner? Everybody has different tastes for what they want for dinner. Nobody can eat chicken, you know. One person is vegan, one person is beef, the other person is soup. It's like you can't win.
Yeah.
So I believe there's no togetherness like that anymore.
Yeah. But, you know, and back in those days, we also had a lot of families that only had one television. So you looked at what other mom, dad was watching, and then you were forced to watch it no matter what. You don't have that now because you don't even really need a television to look at what you want if you can do all of that through your phone.
Well, time change and time to move on. Talk about time change. This weekend up in Miami, it's spring break time. Of course, spring break, young kids have to go out and enjoy themselves despite the pandemic. Go figure. But
there's a pandemic going on? I didn't know that.
Nah. No, there's no pandemic. It's over. Like AT always said, like, we have to move on and have fun, right? Spring breakers, they out there having fun. What happened? Cops come out. Shooting bullets. Spraying tear gas. Trying to break up the crowd. And now there's a curfew going on. Sean Black, what is happening in Miami right now? And why? And they know there's a spring break. Are we surprised there's thousands of people out in the streets trying to enjoy themselves and their life?
I think there's a difference between enjoying yourself and removing mask mandates and a lot of protections that help mitigate the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic that's been going on. South Beach, especially Miami, Florida, and certain parts of Florida, they have the fifth highest amount of cases in the country of COVID-19, whether it's cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. So what do you do when all of that is going on and you still don't have enough vaccinated people in there? Let's get rid of the mandates. Let's get rid of all the other stuff. And let's have a bunch of hormone-raged teenagers and 20-somethings that are getting out of college to go ahead and just bum-rush the area and have drinking parties, free everything. Everything is cool and no protections at all. And what you're starting to see are a lot of these issues happen where you're going to see violence. You're going to see people acting unruly because it's spring break, teenagers and hormones and that the normal, you know, I'm going to go ahead and have fun. And a lot of these things are starting to get out of control. And there was a story that I had just told Hot Rod before we went on the air about two North Carolina men who actually went to South Beach to party, actually raped a young woman who they met in South Beach. They roofied her, allegedly. She was roofied. She was raped. They stole her credit cards, left her in the hotel room, and they took those credit cards and went and partied. Meanwhile, she ended up dying in the hospital, and then eventually these two men were arrested. So these kinds of things are happening during the spring break where now they have a curfew until April 11th. This is absolutely insane. But as we say, if you're playing with matches, somebody's going to get burned at some point. And this is what we're starting to see.
Lady T?
I'm just wondering, what do we think spring break was for? This is traditional. This has nothing to do with COVID. People always been acting crazy for whatever the reason. I never understood it, just for spring break. It's always been the same narrative. We just have COVID now. We do know we're approaching the summer, okay? It's been a year now since COVID has been here. We have the shots. People are getting their shots. I forgot how many, is it 1 million yet that has gotten the shots?
I believe 120 million. Over 120 million, I believe.
Wow, that sounds like a lot to me. To a person who wants to go out and party, not me I'm talking about, but to a person that does, when travel and things like that, that got their shots, they feel safe. They feel they can do that. People are not worried about the next person because they think everybody's getting the shot. When you hear, how many million, Hot Rod? That sounds like a lot to
me. Over 120 million.
And people
and
are not really...
Before.
Yeah, they're not really
sorry,
using their mind because that million doesn't equate to the people that haven't gotten the shot yet. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like people are drained. We're drained here in COVID. I'm drained with us talking about COVID. It is here. It might be here to stay. Who knows? We don't know yet. It's too early. It's only 1 year. We don't even know the side effects of the shot yet. 1 year, people. Talk to me after 5 years.
And to your point, AT, before Pastor Sean Black and Brother B, I told Sean Black there's a good chance. I know I'm being an oxymoron about this. There's a good chance I won't take the vaccine. I don't want to. I'm really against it, but I believe there's a chance I may have to go take it for professional reasons overall. I was like, damn, it's come to a point that my doctor's on my case, family members are on my case. You know, they got the vaccine. Like, wow, it's going to come to a point that we all going to have to take the vaccine. Even Sean is thinking about getting the vaccine. I will hope that they do it to his head, but that's what he really needs.
You know something,
Hot
Rod? I'm getting tired of people asking people if you got the vaccine. I'm going to, and anybody, and I already said that to somebody that asked me, I said, let me watch my tone. I said, did you take your HIV test? Don't ask me about a vaccine. I said, have you ever had an abortion in your life? Don't ask me about a vaccine.
And to your point, Lady T, when people do ask you if you have a vaccine, when someone asks this question, I find it very weird. Oh, you took the vaccine? Which shot do you get? Oh, I got a Pfizer. Which one you got? Oh, I got Moderna. Which shot do you get?
I don't think that should be revealed. That's people's personal business.
You
shouldn't even be revealing that to them.
But that's the question they ask another.
Nah,
they're going to
get checked real quick. Mm-mm.
You know? It's like, that's very weird and scary. Not like we all got a vaccine. Which one do you got? I mean, if you have some side effects, you might be turned over and get scared away to take that. But
I think that should be private, whether you get the vaccine or not. It's nobody's business. I'm tired of it.
Okay, Sean Black, quickly, then I'll go to the next caller.
I'm thinking right now, based on all of the things that have happened now, we know that taking the COVID-19 vaccine is going to basically be like when you have to get mumps and rubella shots, et cetera, because a coronavirus or forms of coronavirus have been around since probably the beginning of time. So they just evolved. They just they mutate, as we've heard. We now know that there are more variants that are mutating, as I've talked about before and months ago. It's inevitable that that's going to happen. That's the reason why we haven't found a cure for the common cold or a cure for the flu, because those viruses mutate, and then you have to take into account a different strain. So this is literally what we're going to be dealing with the COVID-19 virus as it mutates. We're going to have to see, are those vaccines going to be less effective going forward to a particular strain? What kind of strains are going to happen afterwards? Because we know that they just don't stop after one or two or three particular mutations. Now, going forward, what is that going to be? What kind of stress is that going to put on jobs, per se? Because you know there are a lot of places. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and it's like, well, at some point you know that a lot of these jobs are now going to start potentially forcing you to take them if you don't feel confident enough in it. But we also know that for the country to get to where they want to get to as far as what they considered quote-unquote normal, what normal was before the pandemic, we're going to need herd immunity, which means either people getting COVID-19 and getting the antibodies and surviving long enough to be able to live with it or to get the vaccine. And that's the only way that they're going to get to what quote-unquote normal is. So when that happens, then we'll see what goes on from there.
Well, when the Republicans start taking the shot, then I'll believe in it.
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
When the Republicans start taking the shot, then I will believe in it.
Well, the head quote-unquote Republican took the shot in secret, former President Trump.
But
in secret,
right?
So
there's no proof of that, really. We just heard.
Exactly.
So we don't know. Okay, and Mr. Max Lewis, what would you like to say about this?
Hey, what's going on? This is the first time I ever heard you say my full name.
it's a pleasure.
Oh my gosh, I sound like a little important person here. What's going on, people? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
I got 10 other people. Go get to your point.
Oh, sorry. No. Well, thank you. My point is, I have not called out a day off. I haven't taken a day off yet, since even with the COVID. So I've been there through, like, but it was really hectic. And the talk in my department is, you know, we have the option to take it or not at this point. So nobody's really bothering us at this point. But, you know, tensions is a little crazy. And I just tell people to safeguard your privacy. Nobody needs to know any of your business. Just, you know, comply as far as doing there's an app. You do the regular app to make sure that you monitor who you're around with and your surroundings, and then go on with your business. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
with the spring breakers that's having a good time right now, do you see or foresee another rise, another surge of cases in Florida or around the country?
Yeah. I got colleagues that retired, and they're living in Florida right now, and it's already up right now. Pretty much people are still not wearing no mask over there, and they're having these secret parties, and they're even using – and I got, like, three good friends that work in the hotels, and they're using the hotels as brothels and strip clubs.
Oh,
wow. So, yeah, they're literally having 4 days, and these women are making their money doing this type of thing. That's a new thing now. They're making their money doing this particular activity. And the hotel management, they pretend they don't know, but they know what's going on. They want to make their money.
Hasn't that always been a thing, though? Because they've always been renting rooms for strippers, XYZ, for these parties, even before COVID, though.
But this is different because this is average women that normally were never doing this before, but now push comes to shove.
They
got to
make their money.
They got to make their money. And that's why you see the gym activity has been, the gym membership has grown, because they're getting in shape to do these type of things. And they're having these, you know, fan-based type of websites, social medias, and they're making tons of money. And some of them are afraid to even go back to work, so they'd rather do this particular type of social media thing.
Gotcha. Mm.
Okay, all right, Also, I have to go to the next caller. I have to go to the caller. He's just like Joe Biden. He's always tripping on himself and going up the stairs. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Brother B, and after that, Kato. Brother B, what's your intake about Miami?
What's up, everybody? What's going on?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah,
what's up? Going on?
Hey, what's up, Brother B?
Yeah, what's up? What up? Listen, man, I ain't got much to say about it. I'm over it. Really.
Okay.
That was very informative.
Man, I ain't got much to say about it, man. You know, I mean, everybody going to have their conspiracy theories. And the thing is, you know, you're never going to know the truth, really. That's why a lot of people don't want to take the shot, because they don't know the truth, or some people think it's a lie. So, yeah, man. Listen, there's certain things in life that ain't going to stop. That's sex, money, and violence. Welcome to America.
That is very true. Kato, what's your intake about Miami? Do you see surges in cases? Or people should just live their life?
First up, good evening, everybody. There's going to be, listen, it's going to happen. I hate to be the grim reaper in all of this, but you know, you see the carelessness of people, you know, it's like they say in French, laissez le bon temps rouler, let the good times roll, let's have fun. You know, I'm tired of this, you know, let's go ahead and party. And people out in Miami doing it, people out in Atlanta, Georgia are doing it. I mean, clubs are open, people are running up in there partying like it's nothing. And meanwhile, we're not paying attention to what's really going on, you know. We're not taking it seriously.
Well,
it is what it is.
You can, I have a listener, You Can't Steal My Freedom, said, life has to be essential. Spring break is great. We need it. We need to feel different than staying home. So basically, I think he's saying what he's saying. People are drained. People have to live their life. And
yeah, people
on.
Are tired of it. But find something practical, man. Learn something. That's it. Learn something. Do something productive. But not many people are going to do that. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Brother B said he will be right back. He's a little bit busy at the moment. But on to Asian hate. It seems like there's been a rise in Asian hate. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Before I go on to Asian hate, there was breaking news that Sean Black told me earlier of a mass shooting up in Colorado of a police officer. A few people got killed in a supermarket. Most, I will say it right now, most likely will be a white person, a white guy who actually went out and shot these people. And last week, there was a shooting in Atlanta in a few shops, massage spas, that six Asian ladies got killed, along two others. Now, it looks like there have been two mass shootings that happened back-to-back within 7 days. Sean Black, what's up with the rise of hate towards Asia? And were you upset when the officer that gave his conference saying that the shooter, whatever this guy's name is, was having a bad day?
Yeah, that's a lot to unpack, but also not surprising based on just how people have portrayed since the pandemic has started. They've gone on and shown the bigotry and a lot of the fear and then the hatred that goes along with Asian Americans. We talked about a lot of groups being discriminated against and having violence against. Remember, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about the Jewish community, especially in New York and New Jersey and in Connecticut, that Jewish people were being attacked in the street and pushed and hit randomly. We're hearing about now a lot of Asians. This has been going on for quite some time before COVID, and it's been highlighted now much more so because of that. And a lot of the violence that we're seeing is being predicated on the fact that as an excuse to be violent towards Asian Americans, this is what's going on. As far as what you talked about, as far as that police officer who was giving the press conference shortly after the shootings in Atlanta, this one man goes to three different Asian massage parlors, shoots and kills eight people, six of them Asian Americans, and this one person literally goes and says, well, he was having a bad day. That is the epitome of what we've talked about when it comes to a lot of the racism and just the I don't care attitude towards a lot of minorities, Asian community in general. Now, we also found out that the same particular cop actually had a website where he was selling T-shirts that said COVID-19 imported from China on the shirt. And he was selling this on his website. So we know where he was leaning as far as his bigotry towards the Asian American community in general. So this just highlights the racism that we know about across the country. And this is just putting it up in the forefront now.
Okay, Lady T.
With the guy that did the shooting with the slug and stuff, didn't they first say when it happened that he had a sexual addiction or some sort of thing like that?
That's what he said when he was arrested. And
yeah,
that if he had a chance,
I believe these nail salons and spots are owned by Koreans or Russians. So we have to stop playing this. Asians are being targeted right now, when anybody who's non-white pretty much is being targeted, especially blacks. So this is nothing new. When the towers came down, who was targeted? Muslims, because of their religion, not because of their race. People have hatred towards people for whatever reasons they have hatred towards people for. It's based on pure hate. I'm trained with the whole racist narrative right now that Asians are being targeted, when blacks have always been targeted and forever will be a target. So I don't believe in any of this. You can ask somebody else the question.
Okay. So, Max, you know more about this. Was this a sign of Asian hate? Or he had a major sex condition and he just could not get laid and just hate women?
I think I like your answer better. well, it's personal with him. I can't generalize. I don't do that. The Asian community, they strong base. They have everything organized. They know what they're doing, and I respect their game plan. It's all about respect. So I do respect what they're doing, just like any other group. So right now, they're number one in New York City, to tell you the truth. They're moving ahead. They already got their politician that they want for mayor. They're moving up. So I commend them.
How are they number one in New York?
I'm sorry?
Well, never heard that before. How are they?
No.
Yes, please. I never heard that. That's why. So I wanted to know.
Well, due to the fact that I'm at Baruch College, and Baruch College, they have a statistics, and there's a lot of Asian community, and Asian is growing in CUNY-wide. And since I work for CUNY, it's the last 5 years, except for anywhere uptown like Bronx, Asians have taken over majority of Asians. And when I say Asians, you can't just single out just Chinese and Japanese. Asians are also considered.
Okay.
So, but they say Asians, that's the whole. So they have taken over CUNY-wide. So it's not just Chinese or Japanese. It's just a mix of everything. They consider Asians. So they have taken over the school district as far as college and job-wise market. And now the political positions, they've taken over slowly. So they organized. They got their game going. And this, of course, the COVID-19 is just a little bit of a setback, a major setback. But with the politicians coming in to help them out, they're going to weed it out. So eventually they're going to move forward.
The school district is what you're talking about. I remember Brooklyn back in times like that.
The colleges? College. Yeah, the colleges, CUNY. When I say CUNY, I mean college, CUNY.
Okay, because I'm just thinking, I'm listening to Board of Ed, and I've never heard this, but I would
not
do research on this.
Not Department of Education, CUNY.
I heard you when you said CUNY. It's just interesting. Most people with politics, I haven't heard that.
Well, to Kato, with the rise of Asian hate, part of it, because I know how much you supported Trump back then, do you blame Trump for part of this hate on Asian people due that he called it the coronavirus, the Chinese virus?
Well, Trump knew how to fire up his base. That's all he knew how to do. It just fire up his base. No, I wasn't a damn Trump supporter. Trump could go to hell. Anyway, like I was saying, seriously talking, this has been going on for a while. I mean, we've seen this happen with many groups that have been targeted. And like Lady T said earlier about the whole thing with 9/11, when they had targeted Muslims and people from the Middle East. And of course, let's go back to World War II. After the Pearl Harbor attacks, Japanese were sent to internment camps. And now with the COVID-19, fast forward, it did push them back a little bit. It did push them back, though, because a lot of people were blaming them, saying, you're the one that brought this disease here. You're the one that's doing this here. You're the one that's doing that here. Now, we've seen there's been acts of anti-Asian attacks. People have been attacking people left and right. And now with this shooting, don't be so quick to call it, anti-Asian, but This was just a guy who went on a shooting spree, typical, you know, mass shooter who just went on a rampage, which is a damn shame that people lost their lives. But also, when you're having these attacks on people based on a background, based on what someone said, like I said, Trump knew how to fire up his base.
And
basically,
Deshaun Black. Deshaun Black, before I go to the caller, since all this hatred going on, and I know we talk about this all the time, between the Jews and Muslims, Asians, Blacks, can we ever coexist and unite as one? Or hate will
we
be around
can,
forever?
But it has to be learned. And there has to be an effort involved in trying to make sure that everybody's personal biases don't overrun the way that they have thought. Because we all know that Abraham Lincoln did the Emancipation Proclamation to free slaves. But I don't think anybody literally thought initially that he was against slavery. In his mind, he probably knew that slavery was something that was going to cause great strife for the country. So it made the most sense to end slavery and make sure that that was for the forefront was keeping the country together. Whatever his personal feelings were towards it, we probably won't ever know unless we hear, et cetera. Those are the kinds of things that have to be brought in. And it has to be personal responsibility of your stake in whatever biases that you have. And there was a quote that I remember hearing about just last week, and it kind of makes sense. Is when a minority takes responsibility, it's called a confession. But when a white man makes a confession, it's taking responsibility. And it's kind of a flip way of thinking about it when you hear about certain races when it comes to crimes involved, especially when it's something that may be racially motivated. If you just flip the words around, you'll see how it's perceived in the ears and the eyes of people on either side. So when we can get through all of that, then we could probably be a little better than we were before. But are we ever going to completely eradicate racism and all of that? It'll never happen. Not while, not in our lifetime.
Okay. 9097, you're on the air. Hello?
Good evening. Hello?
Good evening. Hello, yes.
Good evening.
Good conversation. I like the way...
Thank you. And what are you calling? What are you calling from, man?
Oh, there's some noise there in the background. Southern California, Ontario.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As far as I don't know, I was Trump supporter. I don't think he's going to run again. So was because he ran his 4 years and that's that. But I don't think he is at the heart of the assault on the Asian Americans. And I say that only because when he called it the Wuhan virus, he also called it, as far as the CCP, he blames the government. And I know that Trump supporters blame their government, not the people. The people themselves, they're being suppressed by this Xi Jinping who made himself president forever. I mean, who does that? I mean, he's a complete dictator, communist, you know, running party there in China to the point of, in Hong Kong, he recently had arrested the people who had a local democratic election because they figured, okay, well, if he's going to be president forever and he's going to be, you know, being on our butts here, then at least we can have a mayor and a city council, and so let's do that. Nope. Xi Jinping had put a new law into place. Some type of security laws, and he went in, had those people arrested, and they're facing life in prison for that. So it's the government, not the people, that are being blamed.
True, at the same time, didn't Trump, correct me if I'm wrong, but did Trump call this a few times, especially on the press conference, the Chinese virus? Did he actually put those words out there?
Because it came from China. Not the Chinese people. The Chinese people never had anything to do with it other than being sick themselves and dying. Just the Chinese, it came from China. or it was Chinese
it
because
did.
It came from China.
It did came from China, but do you think it's fair or not too biased to call it the Chinese virus? Because now you have some people, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying people in general, think because it came from China, is the Chinese people's fault that we have a pandemic going on right now?
No.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
No, people are saying that because Trump is saying there's a Chinese virus or it came from China, some people are blaming Chinese people themselves that there's a pandemic going on, and some people are taking the hatred towards the Chinese people, and that's why there seems to be a rise of hate in the Asian community. Excuse me. Do you believe that is fair for Trump to call it the Chinese virus?
Well, I stick with the whole Chinese and China because it just stands to reason that, you know, as far as you can't blame the Chinese people and whether they came here to America and dropped off the bug, which we know that wasn't the case. We had people traveling there going back and forth. So, you know, as far as the carriers went, it was the cruise ship that had initiated the first person that had tested positive or that had come down with it. But again, I'd like to differentiate between the people themselves. I mean, if you know anything about the Chinese government in China, the CCP, the China's Republic of China, anyway, they pick on the Tibetans. They're communists. You know, the Tibetan people are living in hell because of China. You know, you've got... You've got the Uyghurs.
No,
you've got
I can't only guess that. That is true. That's true. What you're saying, that is completely true.
Yeah. So, and it's not the Chinese people that have done anything to the Tibetan or to the Uyghurs. It's the CCP. It's the government. And I'm talking anybody that works for the government or under the government, you know, that has a hand in it, but not the people themselves. I mean, the people themselves are being watched 24 hours a day with their surveillance that they have there is incredible. And, you know, they may be happy, who knows, but that's, you know, neither here or there. It's just the fact that they didn't have anything to do with it. They're victims, I guess you could say.
Lady T, anything you'd like to add on to that?
No.
Okay. Sean Black?
Well, I think, first of all, I appreciate your perspective from that side of the explanation. But I think what Trump did more so than anything else is that instead of explaining it in a way that you would, from your explanation, would be a little more understandable, that really wasn't what Trump did when he explained it. And literally not only placed everything by blaming everything, or initially he was happy that China was up front with the coronavirus happening, even though we found out that China wasn't fully upfront with how bad it had gotten and when they actually started to get these symptoms involved. But he forcefully put the blame on that, and he never seemed to do anything to clarify that point exactly. It literally came across as it's the Chinese fault. China is to blame. And those kinds of comments that he made for the better part of how long has literally led to people that already, especially in this country, that did not care for Asian Americans at all, just used this as an excuse to have free license and free reign to do whatever they want on the streets to Asian Americans. There were protests earlier today in New York of a 37-year-old woman who was going to a protest against Asian American hate, and she was punched in the face on her way to the protest. And this has been stoked in a lot of ways by the former president and a lot of other people that have been in his circle that have not done anything to tamp down any of the rhetoric that has come from him.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that, and I respect your perspective. But I don't know how to say this without sounding, without offending anybody, maybe your listeners or something. But when you think of, again, putting Chinese, China, the government, the communist government, I guess he felt, or I don't know, most Trump supporters just didn't need to say specifically every time the CCP or, you know, in place of China, because the CCP is in China and they are Chinese. So we just figured, you know, as far as that thought, it was just one thought and it didn't need to be explained because, you know, why would you blame the Chinese people? And I understand where you're coming from as far as that may be sparking people who hate already. But that connection is just kind of far for me as far as I already hate Asians. Trump said they were from China as far as the virus came from China, Chinese people. All right, now it gives me free reign to go and take people out. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen because it does. There are crazy people out there. And so, you know, I get that. But I just think as an overall society, I don't know, I just assume people understood the connection between the three.
Yeah, I think we know that, and I'll agree with you. I think most people that follow what's going on in China know that because of the communist rule that's there, there's a lot of suppression that's been going on in China for a very long time. But I don't think Trump did any favors for anybody that's living in the United States that has to live here with a lot of the things that he said and the association between the coronavirus and Chinese people. And he didn't seem to say anything else to make a differentiation between that. And that's where a lot of this violence has come from in the last year or so. Was that violence among Asian Americans in this country happened before Trump got into office, but it's gotten much worse since the pandemic started.
Okay. Okay. C-14, you on the air? What would you like to say? Hello, 314.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to speak on the on the hypocrisy.
Oh, here we go. It's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Go ahead.
What about the blacks? What about the blacks that killed and tore up Koreans' shops
I was about to bring that up. Yes.
In the L.A. riot.
I'm sorry.
What about? Wait a minute. Hang on for a second. What about the? What about? Over in China, how the Chinese treat the Nigerians that's over there. Matter of fact, they blame the Nigerian merchants. They blame them on the COVID. And they beat them and kill them and won't allow quarantine them, won't let them come out. Then they add insult to injury. You talk about the things that go on with Asians. What about that Supreme quarterback named Deshaun Watson? He's got over 20 sexual assault complaints against him in Atlanta, Georgia, dealing with massage parlors. He's black.
Yeah.
Where is the outrage? Governor Cuomo, where is the outrage? It seems to me like if you Democrat for one, and if you're Democrat and black, oh, baby, can't nothing touch you then.
No. There is outrage against Cuomo right now. And to your point, yes, I was about to bring that up about what happened about the treatment of Asian Americans or Asian people towards blacks. You know, but
and
again,
the treatment of blacks toward Asian Americans. How about do blacks owe Koreans reparations?
Max, do you like to take this one?
Well, I was about to say something else, but I kind of think it is hypocrisy going around. I mean, I was so upset when they threw out all the blacks during the time of the COVID virus. They threw them out of these hotels and had them wandering around the streets and exposed them. I'm like, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? I was like kind of perplexed about it. But then I
you mean over in China?
Yeah, over in China, I was like, "What the heck is going on here?" We literally watched it in those video in the streets, and they threw them out and treated them like they was low levels.
And,
that's been going on
way before Trump.
That was
and I'm a Trump supporter, and I voted for him because of his issues. Well, see, people want to. Well, I do. But see, here's the thing: people want to bully me and call me all kind of names, coons, and everything. That's bully. That's racism. But anyway, go ahead and finish.
Why did they do that? That's so sad.
It is sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But remember what happened during the beauty parlors. Remember what happened a few years ago when the women were disrespected by Asian community. And
that happened.
They literally disrespected women, African American women. Asians have done it for years. I don't want to like single them out either, but they haven't treated blacks in the well respected manner, and we're like the best customers for their community. We bring in.
Let's not forget Latasha in Los Angeles in 1991 when that girl was killed.
Poor girl was shot.
She was shot and her killer, and that woman got off.
Okay, hold on. We got 9 minutes left. Sean Black, anything like that on? Then I'll go to the caller from South Carolina. South California. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, you can go back to the caller. You can go back to the caller. You get more time.
South Carolina.
No,
not him. The lady,
909. He said Ontario,
California,
wasn't it?
California, yeah.
Right, California.
Yeah, South California.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sober. Yeah,
we
like that.
I've been on a couple other shows with Pionki as well. Hi, Pionki, it's Suzette.
How you doing, Suzette?
All right.
I'm up to my old stuff, ain't it?
You guys know each other? Oh, great. Now we being tag team right now. Oh, great. Uh-oh. All right, Suzette. Anything you'd like to add on about this?
No, I pretty much agree with what was said. You know, attackers come in all shapes, sizes, and colors and forms, and we just need to be more informed about who's doing what and why. You know, if we listen to too much rhetoric on TV, propaganda, then we let that fuel our emotions, and then those emotions get out of control before we've actually figured out what's going on. And I think a lot less of it would happen. You know, I find it interesting that shootings are starting up again, and people could say, well, we were locked down for COVID for a year, that's why we didn't have any. But we didn't have any before that either, as far as in 2018, 2019. So now that Joe Biden's in office.
So we didn't have no mass shootings? We didn't have no mass shootings under the Trump era? Or the last 2 years, there was no mass shooting?
In 2019?
2019? Well, due to the lockdown. But prior to that, there was some mass shootings under the Trump era.
2020 was a lockdown.
Oh, lockdown, yes. But 2019, there was no mass shootings?
No.
Well, you know.
2017? So basically, there was no mass shootings under Trump era, you're saying?
I believe that there was one in school, the one in Florida. But, I mean, as far as what we're seeing now, bam, 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 occurring again, going crazy, you know, it has a lot to do with the lockdown because people have been locked out. But I'm just saying it's weird how that's all starting to begin.
So with gun control laws.
Well, Suzette.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Since May the 23rd, 25th of 2020 through March the 17th, just here the other day, you don't have 3,939 blacks shot by other blacks in 307 days, including 618 murders in Chicago.
Whoa.
I say it again.
Someone's
listen
done their research.
Listen to this very closely.
Someone's done their research.
3,939. Ooh. That's like 14 per day.
That's
no white police shooting.
In America. Jeez. You're saying that in America that happened?
In Chicago only, not the rest of it. And this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to show you it's hypocrisy, and human beings are human beings. They do all kind of stuff. But it's always here lately thrown on the white male, white supremacy. That's what the narrative is in these black communities and even with the news media. I haven't seen news media so raggedy before in all my life.
Because it's what sells. That will grab people's attention overall. It's always black
news
versus
media
white.
Got
that
ratchet
sell.
Last 4 years. That got ratchet like that, but okay.
Uh-oh.
Now, we as human beings need to be hollering out. when this stuff goes down and we see what's happening. Hell, they even blamed this last deal in Atlanta with the white kid. He said, I didn't have nothing to do. You know what? One of them probably gave him STDs. He's probably pissed off. He didn't get a good happy ending in one of those massage
parties. Let me get this straight. You're equating him going to Atlanta and going to three different Asian massage parlors and killing eight people with potentially getting an STD and being pissed off.
He probably don't know where he got it from.
Hold on, Sean Black. Meanwhile, he himself has said that it was some sort of addiction to porn or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. And he also said himself
out of his
he was going
mouth.
To go to Florida, and if he was not caught, he would have killed more people. Came out of his own mouth.
We don't even need to make speculations. The guy already told you what it was.
Well let me ask you all this question. Let me ask you this question, please. Okay. George Floyd was a porn star.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Did George Floyd go and shoot up the spa? We missing the point.
Wait, kill him?
He didn't shoot up the spa, but he went in that woman's house when she was pregnant and put a barrel against her belly. The white woman, him and four others.
Hold on. Hold on, George Floyd was killed, right?
You're missing the point. Yes, George Floyd didn't go shoot up the parlor.
What did George Floyd do wrong for him to get killed compared to the compared to the guy that went out and shot eight people?
Well, in the black community back in the day, with the old people, you know what they would have said? He had it coming.
Go ahead. He had it coming. So George Floyd, what happened to him?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not your goodness. That is the traditional that ruled during those times.
Whatever you say.
No. He has a point there. That's what they say back in them days in 1960s or 50s. He was around that time. That's what they said. You know, 2020.
It's no different than saying karma. It's karma at its best. What's the difference?
It's right.
That's
karma.
I get what you're saying.
You,
it's karma. It's called karma. That's in life.
Right.
That's a life cycle, though.
Mm-hmm.
And this other dude that shot up, this white dude that shot up the Asians, batshit crazy, because he did it because he thought if he eliminated those temptations, then he would be cured.
Yeah, he was battling a porn addiction.
And so there's no
battling a porn addiction.
Well,
so
he had porn addiction, and addicts out there in the street had drug addictions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And listening to his explanation, I firmly disagree that the main reason why he went and literally assassinated these people had anything to do with a sex addiction.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I don't see it.
But
you know something. I just want to say something with what Sean Black just said. You have men who have been known, if you turn them down and so forth, if they give you sexual advances, they will rape you. This could have been.
Yes.
We don't know what happened in that parlor if he had visited that parlor before. One of the ladies turned him down for something, so he came back because he didn't get his sexual pleasure that he needed. He told you it had something to do with his sex addiction. Why aren't we believing him?
So, Lady T, will you say this is another example of mental illness?
Yes, absolutely. Were those women legal? Were they illegal?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because what you have is that you have shops, restaurants, and massage parlors that will smuggle Asians into the country, and they work in those places. And it's just like slavery.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been being done for years upon years now.
That's true.
What about the babies? What about the birthing hotels?
You have West Indian cultures, you have Latinos, same thing. This is what
the birthing hotels?
Immigrants.
What about the birthing hotels in San Francisco and other cities where a Chinese pay $40,000 to $80,000 to come here to the country? They are coached and taught how to disguise their pregnancy. They have the baby in the hotel, and the baby is a U.S. citizen. That goes on.
But he's been going on for years. But what does that have to do with the shooting? Is my point that I'm making.
That's,
if a man
exactly.
tells you the reason why he
right.
did it, why aren't we believing him? That's why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do
exactly.
we need to make up other speculation? He straight up and down told them
because
why
people
he did
it. People refuse to believe
it. Hold on, Suzette, you got the last word. We got 30 seconds left. Suzette, anything like to say?
I just wanted to say what he did, his explanation didn't make it right.
Yes.
Of course it didn't make it right.
No. Okay, guys, on that note, it was very interesting and powerful show. Thank you all for calling in tonight. Stay safe. God bless. And till next time, guys. And as always, what was that saying, Sean?
The pleasure was all yours.
All yours. Yes. All right, good night, guys. Thank you so much.
Peace out. Be
good
safe,
night.
Everyone.
All right.
Good night.